Hi, I'm Harry Reeder, Senior Pastor at Briarwood Presbyterian Church. It's Thursday and time for another slice of fresh bread. Another promise from Jesus that's been given to us as He is in His last week prior to going to the cross. He makes a promise for the Holy Spirit. We're in John chapter 14, beginning in verse 15. This is Jesus. If you love me, you will keep my commandments, and I will ask the Father, and he will give you another helper to be with you forever, even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive because it neither sees him nor knows him. You know him, for he dwells with you and will be in you. I will not leave you as orphans. I will come to you. Yet a little while, and the world will see me no more, but you will see me, because I live, you will also live. In that day you will know that I am in the Father, and you in me, and I in you. Whoever has my commandments and keeps them, he it is who loves me. And he who loves me will be loved by my Father. And I will love him and manifest myself to him. Judas, not Iscariot, said to him, Lord, how is it that you will manifest yourself to us and not to the world? And Jesus answered him, If anyone loves me, he will keep my word. And my Father will love him. And he will come to him and make our home with him. Whoever does not love me does not keep my words. And the word that you hear is not mine, but the Father who sent me. Well, just a couple of thoughts on this particular passage of Scripture where Jesus has made two promises to us. Now, here they are. Don't miss them. The Father is in us. He is in us because he has sent Holy Spirit, the third person of the Trinity, to dwell in us. And just as when you see Jesus, you've seen the Father, and to see the Father, you gaze upon Jesus by faith, and one day you'll see him by sight. In the meantime, Jesus and the Father are with you and in you because the Holy Spirit is poured out within you, and by that Holy Spirit, you are sealed in Him. You are in the Father, and you are in the Son of God, and the Son of God and the Father are in you because of the Holy Spirit who is in you to empower you. And then he says, now, how do you know? What is the evidence of those who I have loved and set free from their sins? How do you know who they are? They love me. Well, how do you know if they really love you? They keep my commandments. Now, do they keep them with perfection? Oh, no. The Bible's very clear. Why would the Bible tell us to confess our sins if we're ever able of perfection? No, he's talking about a settled way of life. Those who are converted by the love of Christ love Christ. And those who love Christ will keep his word, as it says in one part of the passage I read, or will keep my commandments, as it says in the other passage. Now, let's be perfectly clear. It is not our keeping His word, it's not our obedience, it's not our keeping His law that saves us. What He is talking about is not the cause of our salvation. What He is talking about is the evidence of our salvation. Why are you saved? Because God has loved you, and Jesus, out of love, laid down His life for you. Then Jesus sent the Holy Spirit to bring you to Himself. The love of God found in Christ and found you and brought you to Christ. That's why we don't say, I found it. Nor do we say, I found him. He's not lost. We were lost. He found us and he saved us. He first loved us. We love him because he first loved us. And when he loved us, what did he do? He kept the law perfectly for us, and he went to the cross and paid for our penalties of disobedience to that law by drinking down the cup of God's judgment at the cross until it was finished, so that we have everlasting life. Now, because he has loved us and done that, now we love him. Well, how do you know those who really love him savingly? Not with just religious affection. He said, here's the unmistakable evidence. There is a heart for persevering obedience. They keep. It means to cling to. It's not their obedience that saves them. Their obedience evidences their love. Their love evidences that they have been loved by Christ, because we would never love Christ unless Christ loved us. And if you love Jesus, you're going to love what Jesus loves. You're going to love the lost. You're going to love one another. You're going to love His Word, and your desire in loving His Word is to keep it. I got good news for you. The Lord will keep refining you, and that means you'll become more and more like Jesus because you love Jesus, who first loved you. That's another slice of fresh bread.
For additional resources from Harry Reeder, download the Briarwood PCA app from your app store.